Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle, my life devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. Charizomai, that is a word that you're going to want to remember. Charizomai. When I first heard it, I couldn't even imagine pronouncing it, let alone understanding it. As a young lady that lived and loved through the 70s, or more commonly known as the love generation, a favorite saying of mine was, "I'm a lover, not a fighter." And that was my way of delicately walking away from drama, whether it was in family, at work, in relationships. I just always liked avoiding drama. It was not something that ever drew me. Also growing up, I learned the love exchange principle. For those of you that don't understand that, that's when you learn by how you're raised and the people in your life that I do for you, you do for me. It's kind of like that unspoken expectation, but it's an exchange. Now, don't get me wrong. We are to lovingly and adoringly do for those that we love, be it family, a spouse, friends, children, anybody we love. There is an exchange that goes on between you and that person. I have a daughter. She's grown. She's amazing to me. And there's just that exchange of where when she says, "Can you?" I immediately want to say yes, even though I don't know whether I can, because it's that exchange of love. But then there's another side of that exchange of love, that where if I don't feel I can compensate you for what you've done for me, it makes me feel uncomfortable. This skewed view imprisoned me to be stuck on the fringe of God's love. Because after I realized what He did, how could I give back to Him in any measure that would compensate? It wasn't something I deliberately did or that I gave a lot of thought to. It's just because I lived and was raised under that in my mind and in my heart, it didn't make me want to get close to God because I felt unworthy. I felt like He wouldn't really want me to be that close because He did for me, listen carefully, because He did for everybody else. It wasn't because I was special to God. I was thrown in the big basket of people that He created that He allowed His Son to die on the cross for. But I tell you, that was some screwed thinking. Then in God's great grace for me, He introduced me to Apostle Akins, His servant. And as our paths crossed, we began to work together in purpose. And see, beloveds, there's an old saying my grandmother used to say that was better felt than telt. And that's a saying that says, I need to experience it to believe it. You telling me isn't going to be enough. And I've always been that kind of person. Better felt than telt. You can tell me you love me all day long, but actions speak louder than words, as some people say. So when God introduced me and got me connected with Dr. Akins, that's when I began to get a little glimmer of that charizomai. God's charizomai for me. I'm going to give you three definitions real quick that I learned through Dr. Akins of the levels of grace. And to me, grace is love. Because to extend grace, be it spiritual or natural, there's love in that. One, charis, the grace or power of God given at salvation in measure for us that we can resist sin. Everybody that accepts the Lord as their Savior gets charis, which is that power, that grace, that love of God and His love for us that enables us to resist sin. The next level is charisma, Now, for those of you that were in that love generation, you know charisma. You'd look at somebody, oh, they got charisma. They don't have charisma, not real charisma. You were just attracted to them. That was your flesh talking. They didn't really have charisma, but it was that word that was used. But listen to God's view of charisma. The grace or power to use our giftings to draw people to God and aspire them to follow Him. Grace is our walking testimony. Number three is charizomai, the grace that is the highest power of grace and love in God. It enables us to continually, unconditionally give and forgive and give all the glory to God. I experienced that through His servant, because let me tell you, there were days I pushed her to her limit. With my issues and my problems and my lack of understanding, I could feel her body, her mind screaming, saying, Lord, what did you do? But never once in the many, many years we've walked together did she not step back into God and show me charizomai, continue to give and forgive and give the glory to God. Friends, we need to do that for one another. We can't hold grudges. We can't walk in unforgiveness because God doesn't do it for us, but that's powerful. But I'm here to tell you that we imprison people when we don't walk in that. I learned that from the servant of God, that even when it hurts me, I need to walk in charizomai. I need to continue to give and forgive. Now, I'm going to leave you with this thought. In this, you have to really understand what forgive means. Now, we've heard it taught in the Bible, you know, our God takes our sins as far as the east is from the west. But forgiving is not forgetting. But forgiving is when it has no effect or no tie to any future decision you make as it relates to that person. I had a friend for years that was really good at forgiving until I did something else that bothered that person. And then I'd get here a litany, a long list. I can't believe you did that. I remember when you did this and this and this. She didn't forgive me. She forgave me for the moment. But charizomai is not that. And this servant of God that I've been talking about in these devotionals, she has shown me time and time again and have made me want to desire to walk in charizomai. Until the next time, remember, we craft our legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.